Coming to you from the Dead Center of Forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. It's Tuesday, August 27, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the greatest quarterback of all time, 42-year-old Tom Brady, says, "Hey, man, back off, Andrew Luck. He may only be 29, but it's his life. He gets to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't have to get beat up playing football if he doesn't want to." Number two, super high-tech weather measuring sites have delivered some startling data that nobody in the climate scare community wants you to hear. Now what? Well, we'll share it with you, that's for sure. And number one, Silicon Valley building a Chinese-style social credit system. We're going to talk about something completely different this hour. Completely different because this is a phenomenon that will affect you and will affect me going forward for the rest of our lives. And so if you haven't heard about what the Chinese have done, the Chinese have built a social credit system. And basically, it's what you talk about online, what websites you go to, how you conduct yourself. It'll even go so far as if you give up a seat on a bus for an elderly person or how you behave out in public. All of these things can be put into a social credit system score. And if you don't behave yourself properly, you may not get tickets to the soccer game. You may get told you can't go out for the weekend. You can't go out for dinner. All of these things. It's happening in China, and you can say, well, it will never happen here. But guess again. The Chinese system went in place in 2014. The social credit system is a work in progress. It could evolve into a single nationwide point system for all Chinese citizens. That could happen as early as 2020. The internet, Facebook, Twitter, all of these things could impact your social credit score. Because those in Silicon Valley are working on the very same sort of thing. To determine what kind of websites you go to, where you spend your time, how you conduct yourself. Do you put things that are hateful? Do you use hate speech online? Have you been banned by Twitter? Have you been suspended by Facebook? All of these things could affect you. Frightening, isn't it? That your free speech will have some sort of a measurement. There'll be some sort of a metric by which they measure your interaction with social media. Your free speech will be up for conversation. Behind the curtain, algorithms will be applied to how you conduct yourself. By the way, in China, punishment can even be so harsh as to putting you behind bars. Includes bans on leaving the country, using public transportation, checking into hotels, hiring for high-visibility jobs, or acceptance of children at private schools. Your kids can be affected in China. What year is this? Ah, yes. It's 1984. At present, some parts of the social credit system are enforced nationwide, and they say it could never happen here. Well, guess again. Many Westerners are disturbed by what they read about Chinese social credit systems. I'm bothered by it. You should be bothered by it. It's an affront to everything we believe in, or most of us believe in here in the United States, Antifa notwithstanding. But let me give you some examples of how America and the Western world has a growing social credit system that is impacting people in their lives every day. All right, listen to this. And part of this comes from fastcompany.com, where I found this article, and I found it fascinating because it impacts all of us. The New York State Department of Financial Services announced earlier this year that life insurance companies can base premiums on what they find on your social media posts. That Instagram picture showing you teasing a grizzly bear at Yellowstone with a martini in one hand, a bucket of cheese fries in the other, and a cigarette in your mouth, well, that could cost you a lot of money. On the other hand, a Facebook post showing you doing yoga might save you cash. Of course, I'm not banking on that part. First of all, seeing me in yoga pants, bad idea. Let's just say that's a bad idea. And I doubt that the insurance companies are going to come along and say, well, Mr. Gruber, you do yoga sometimes. We're going to save you money. I don't think so. The use of social media is an extension of the lifestyle questions typically asked when applying for life insurance. It's all part of the questionnaire. A question about whether you engage in rock climbing, adventure sporting, flying. Pictures of you free-soling El Capitan, for example, might get you in a bit of trouble. If you're going up El Cap with no ropes, well, your life insurance premium can go on. A company called PatronScan sells three products, kiosk, desktop, and handheld systems designed to help bar and restaurant owners manage customers, all right? PatronScan is a subsidiary of the Canadian software company, Surveil Biometrics, and its products are now on sale in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the U.K. PatronScan, spots fake IDs and troublemakers. If you get in trouble at the bar, if you have a tendency to go to the bar, run your mouth, and break a pool cue over somebody's head, it's all going to be in here. The company maintains a list of objectionable customers for sexual attitude, drugs, theft, other bad behavior, as to be defined by these folks. A public list is shared along with PatronScan customers, so someone who's banned by one bar in the U.S. could be banned by all bars in the U.S. or the U.K. Uber and Airbnb, these are companies that I use all the time. When I travel, I use Uber to leave the airport if it's within reasonable distance. I use Airbnb almost exclusively now, almost because I think we get a better place to stay, a better experience. It's better than being in a hotel room. You have a kitchen and a balcony and all sorts of things you can get at a good price, by the way. But thanks to the sharing economy, the options for travel can be, they can be greatly enhanced by having these opportunities. They can also be pared back. Airbnb, a major provider of travel accommodations and tourist activities, it has more than 6 million listings in its system now. But they can disable your account for life for any reason, and they don't have to tell you. The company's canned messages include the assertion that, quote, "This decision is irreversible and will affect any duplicated or future accounts. Please understand that we are not obligated to provide an explanation for the action taken against your account." So the social media world can have real impact on you. The same thing for Uber. By the way, if you didn't realize, when you get into Uber, if you've done it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, let me tell you, when you get done with an Uber ride, it'll say, "Can you rate your driver? And do you want to leave a tip?" Right? What you don't realize is the driver can also turn around and rate you. Same thing's true for Airbnb. They can turn around and rate you. You have super hosts on Airbnb that are considered great by the people that visit there. They're also super guests and not so super guests. So Airbnb and Uber can ban you from the service, and they don't have to tell you why. It could be a mistake, and it doesn't matter. You're out. So you can be you can also be banned from communications apps like WhatsApp. If too many other users block you, you can be blocked permanently. And this just goes on and on and on. So here's the social credit reality. We may not have the social credit score that China has, at least not yet. But I saw something pop up on my computer yesterday. What's your score socially in the world? And it's a background check and so on and so forth. Said I only had 2.5 out of 5. Now, that's a bait to get me to click on the thing. I understand that. But the whole idea of a social media score, it's expanding every day, even here. And even if you don't realize it. So keep your electronic nose clean, would you please? It's 14 after. Let's see. Still to come on the program. Charles Hernick will be here. Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, talking about Bernie's plan, the Green New Deal, and more right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.